यशोधानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोधानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन जमुनातीरावनचारी जमुनातीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोधानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोधानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोधानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोधानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन नन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन जमुनातीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय ओमिष्टपाद परमहंस प्रियवचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय रामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय माया पुनवदीप धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय हिताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्रेस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस ऑल ग्रेस ऑल ग्रेस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 20, Text Number 8. Yadrichaya matkathadaho Jata shraddhastu yah puman Na nirvinno nadisakto Bhakti yogasya siddhidah Yadrichaya matkathadaho जातश्रद्धस्तु यः पुमान् न निर्विण्णो नातिसक्तो भक्तियोगस्य सिद्धिदः यदृच्छया मत्कथादहो जातश्रद्धस्तु यः पुमान् न निर्विण्णो नातिसक्तो भक्ति योगोस्य सिद्धिदः। यदृच्छया मत्कथादहो जातश्रद्धस्तु यः पुमान् न निर्विण्णो नातिसक्तो भक्ति योगस्य सिद्धिदः। यदृच्छया मत्कथादहो जातश्रद्धस्तु यः पुमान् न निर्विण्णो नातिसक्तो भक्तियोगस्य सिद्धिदः। यदृच्छया मत्कथादहो जातश्रद्धस्तु यः पुमान् न निर्विण्णो नातिसक्तो भक्तियोगस्य सिद्धिदः। माताजीस यदृच्छया मत्कथादौ जातश्रद्धस्तु यत्पुमान् नरिर्विण्णो नातिसक्तो भक्तियोगस्य सिद्धिदः। यदृच्छया somehow or other by good fortune matkathadau, in the narrations, songs, philosophy, dramatical performances, etc. Songs, philosophy, dramatical performance that describe my glories. Jata, awakened. Shraddha, faith. Tu, indeed. Yaha, one who. Puman, a person. Not. Na, not. Nirvinnaha, disgusted. Na, not. Atisaktaha, very attached. Bhakti yogaha, the path of loving devotion. Asya, his. Siddhidaha, will award perfection. Translation. If somehow or other, by good fortune, one develops faith in hearing and chanting my glories, such a person, being neither very disgusted with nor attached to material life, should achieve perfection through the path of loving devotion to me. Purport. If somehow or other one gets the association of pure devotees of the Lord and hears from them the transcendental message of Lord Krishna, then one has a chance to become a devotee of the Lord. As mentioned in the previous verse, those who become disgusted with material life take to impersonal philosophical speculation and rigorously try to stamp out any trace of personal existence. Those who are still attached to material sense gratification try to purify themselves by offering the fruits of their ordinary activities to the Supreme. A first-class candidate for pure devotional service, on the other hand, is neither completely disgusted with nor attached to material life. he does not desire to pursue ordinary material existence any further because it cannot award real happiness. Nevertheless, a candidate for devotional service does not give up all hope for perfecting personal existence. A person who avoids the two extremes of material attachment and impersonal reaction to material attachment, and who somehow or other gets the association of pure devotees, faithfully hearing their message, is a good candidate for going back home, back to Godhead, as described here by the Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurum Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. If somehow or other, by good fortune, one develops faith in hearing and chanting my glories, such a person, being neither very disgusted with nor attached to material life, should achieve perfection through the path of loving devotion to me. Hare Krishna. As explained in the purport already, in the previous verses, those who become disgusted with material life try to take to impersonal philosophical speculation and rigorously try to stamp out any trace of personal existence. So that's the context. And in this beautiful verse, very nicely, the Brahmanyadaya Karmani Sangam Tyaktva Karotiyah Lipyatena Sapapena Padma Patra Ivambasa. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that Brahmanyadhaya, taking shelter of transcendence, Sangam Tyaktva, giving up false association, false perception of proprietorship over matter and material activities, when a person gives up that false proprietorship, such a person, Lipyatena Sapapena, such a person doesn't get entangled. Padma Patra Ivambasa, very much like the lotus leaf in the water. And a very practical way of achieving that, somehow or the other, by good fortune, one develops faith in hearing and chanting my glories. As we find in Bhagavatam, as Mother Kunti is bidding farewell to Lord Krishna, not exactly bidding farewell, it was meant to be bidding farewell, but she is requesting Krishna to stay back. And in that context, she says, O Lord, why you appear? I've heard different reasons. And the culmination of the reason she gives is, Shrinvanti Gayanti Grananti Abhikshnashah Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitam Janaha Ta Eva Pashyan Tachirena Davakam Bhavat Pravaho Paramam Padambujam. She says, those who continuously hear, chant and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, very interesting, either you do it yourself or someone else is doing, you appreciate. You take pleasure that, ha, that person is chanting the name of Krishna. To the extent that Yamaraj to pleasure that his Yamadutas, who were trying to execute his order, but his order was intercepted by Vishnu Dutas, who were trying to appreciate someone chanting Hare Krishna at the fag end of his life, unconsciously, not consciously chanting Hare Krishna, not consciously chanting Narayana. That personality, Yamaraj is able to appreciate. So difficult. When someone defies your order, like Chand Kazi, he was so agitated when his associates, they said, Hare, all those people, we try to stop them. Everyone is chanting Hari, 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 Hari. Chand Kazi said, why are you chanting Hari, Hari? But Yamaraj didn't say that. He was very happy. He said, oh, you're chanting the Lord's name. I'm so happy. So, we find this taking pleasure in the chanting. I'll just recite that beautiful verse from the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. Yamaraj says, he says, Namocharana Mahatmyam Hare Pashyat Putrakaha Ajamilopi Yenaiva Mrityupashada Machyuta. He says, Amuchyata. Ajamila was delivered by chanting the holy name. And how glorious is the chanting of the holy name that it delivered him, and now you are chanting the holy name. That is appreciation. Just like when one becomes a bumblebee, saragrahi, then even the most difficult situations, one is able to compose himself, like Yamaraj was able to. He didn't get disturbed, he didn't get agitated, he didn't retaliate. Let me see. Oh, he accepted his position. At the same time, he didn't dissuade from his duty. He didn't say, I give up my duty of Yamaraj, enough of it. No, he continued. He continued that duty. We see that later on also Yamaraj, when the son of Sandipani Muni had to be brought back, some Samyamani, Pura. So Krishna, Lord Krishna went there. And Yamaraj said, okay, take back the son. So this is such composure. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, this is Padmapatra Ivambasa. We see such beautiful illustrations of what it means to be a lotus leaf in water. Because you are attached to the essence. As against, you know, being a Bharagrahi, like an ass, it takes everything except the essence. And that becomes a burden. So Mata Kunti, she is so beautifully saying that, she says that, those who continuously hear, chant and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which can alone stop the repetition of birth and death. And Prabhupada wrote such beautiful purports also to Mukund Mala Sutra, where Maharaj Kulashekara, through so many analogies, mind-boggling analogies, is trying to establish the beauty of the lotus feet of the Lord, the beautiful form of the Lord, the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. He says, I mean, one thing is to say, chant the name of Krishna, hear the name of Krishna. But then he makes it into such poetry. He says, Jivhe kirtaya keshavam muraripum cheto bhajashri raram. O tongue, sing the praise of Keshava. And O mind, please chant the names of Murari. Different names of Krishna. Because Krishna has unlimited variegatedness. Therefore, as is written in the purport here, there is so much variegated in the spiritual world that Maharaj Kulashekara, while offering prayers, every line he has a different name for Krishna based on one of his activities. And then he says, Panidvandva samarchaya chutakata shrotadvayatvam shrunu Krishnam lokayalochanadvaya harer gacchantri yugmalayam jigragrana mukunda pada tulasi murdam namadokshajam. He says, hand, serve the Lord Sridhara. Ears, hear the story extolling Achyuta. I see the form of Krishna. Feet, go to the temples of Hari. Nose, smell the tulasi leaves. So I was telling this verse to my daughter and she was saying, but they are all Krishna only, right? I says, yes, but Krishna has so many names. And that, there, even in glorification, there is so much variegatedness. So beautiful. In fact, it's explained that when Krishna took the gopas, whom Brahmaji had tried to steal, when Krishna expanded himself, our acharyas explain how Krishna exhibited such detailed likings and dislikings, such detailed proclivities of each of the gopas. So when Krishna expands also, even as his own cowherd boyfriends, Krishna maintains that variegatedness. He didn't make all of them look alike. They looked exactly what they were. Still they were more attractive than usual for the parents. And also the cows became more attractive to the cows because Krishna also expanded as the cows. Maharaj Kulashekar also says that how the different limbs of the body can be engaged. It's like Maharaj Ambarish Tavai Manakrishna Padaravindayo Vasamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varanaya. Each limb of his body, he says, how can be engaged. Karo Mani Bhare Harir Mandira Marjanadishu Shutim Chakara Chuta Satkatodaya Mukunda Lingalaya Darshane Drishav Tad Bhritya Gatra Sparshanga Sangamam Pranam Chatat Paja Pada Saroja Saurabe Srimat Tulasya Rasanam Tadarpite Padav Hare Kshetra Padanu Sarpane Shiro Hrishikesha Padabhi Vandane Kamam Chadasya Natukama Kamyaya Yaduttamashloka Gunashrayadati. So Maharaj Ambarish says, every limb of the body, how it can be engaged. So variegatedness even in services. Variegatedness in the forms of the Lord, His names, His activities, the object. The sadhya is variegated. And the sadhana is also variegated. That's how beautiful it is. So that actually we are 100% absorbed in Krishna. And as Maharaj Kulashekar also says, he says, Yak Krishna pranipata dhuli dhavalam tat varshmatat vaishiras te netra tamaso jito surachire yabhyam hari drishyate. He says the head with white dust is loftiest. Why? Because it has been smeared with the dust of Lord Krishna. And then he says, where the dust is collected by bowing to you, those eyes which have left ignorance after seeing you are the prettiest. Like this, he is again glorifying how these senses, their existence is fulfilled by engaging with you. Now in this verse, Matkathadav, interestingly the translation is pretty long for that, the word to word translation. Matkathadav, in the narrations, songs, philosophy, dramatical performance, etc., that describe my glories. So there are many things, Matkathadav. So translations are often according to the context. So in one sense, there is nothing in this existence which is separate from Krishna. And intelligence is Iran Phipumsa Tapasa Shtuta Seva Shri Sasya Suktasya Chabuddhi Dattayo Avichito Yasya Kavibir Nirupito Yaduttamashloka Gunanu Varnanam. Somehow or the other, in every phase of life, how do you see the energy of Krishna? How do you perceive the all-pervasive nature of Krishna? Not only in his personal form, not only in his relationship with his devotees, but even his energies, which is all pervasive. Because if we don't endeavor to see Krishna's hand in every walk of our life, then naturally the tendency to run away will emerge. Because at some point of time, it's the forgetfulness of Krishna. Ritirtam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani. The Chatushloki Bhagavatam. Very clearly Krishna is telling Brahmaji, what is Maya? That which appears to be truthful and na pratiyeta chatmani. You don't perceive me in that. Tad vidyad atmano mayam. Yatha bhaso yathatamah. Just like perception of darkness in disconnection from light is actually a cause of suffering. Because when one is in such darkness, one feels suffocated. Ha! When will there be light? But if you know that actually this darkness is only because of absence of light, then we know it's only about opening my eyes. It's about opening the curtain. It's about just walking out, because the Suryadev, the Supreme Lord, is always ready to actually bestow His light upon us. Bestow illumination. Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya. So with this understanding, and of course with some meditation, and endeavor to realize this in every way, face of our life, we can see even Brahmaji says, Ishwarah Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. It's very interesting. Sarva Karana Karanam. That you are the cause of all causes. In the Mahabharata, there's a conversation between Bhagiratha Muni and Bhrigu Muni. Bhagirath Muni goes to Himachal, and there he has a conversation with Bhrigu Muni, and he is asking several questions. And one question, in that the course of the conversation, this topic of karana comes up. What is karana? What is the cause? What are the types of causes? So there, Raghumani, he explains that there are three causes for any activity. Of course, that can be also further. But he says three, very easy to understand. And he says, the first is upadan karana. Just like if you have to make a pot, then the upadan karana, the matter for that pot, is the mud, the clay. If you have the clay, you can make the pot. The pot may disappear, but if you again have the clay, you can make the pot. The second is nimitta karana. The person who makes the pot, the potter, who will put the endeavor, who will put his attention, who will give all the fineness to that pot, that nimitta karana. And the third is the anyonashita karana, the other karanas that are related to the creation of the pot. For example, the potter's wheel, the pivot for the pot. Very interesting. So, some time back, some of colleagues, they tried to create this pedal-operated potter wheel. Now, it was created completely in the lab. So, you pedal it and you can create pot. But somehow, by chance, not by intention, by chance, the potter was never consulted in the creation of that potter's wheel. So, afterwards, it was taken to the potter. Say, theek hai kya? Will it work? He said, kaam nahi karega. Will not work. Why will not work? He said, the person who, when you are pedaling, while pedaling you can turn a handle. That's possible. But you can't give shape while pedaling. Will you be pedaling or giving shape? He said, because pedaling requires more energy. Yeah, legs have to go in different directions. But hand requires a lot of fine movement. And he said, have you seen how tailor machine happens, swing machine? Swing machine, the legs have very similar motion, not different cyclic pedaling motion. So they go up and down, and therefore, while swinging, you can give nice shape to the cloth, right? It's possible I can do this maneuver around. So I have to maneuver around while creating the pot. So what happened is, in the creation of this wheel, we had considered the anya karana, the potter wheel, and also to some extent the upadana karana, but the nimitta karana was ignored. The person who will create, he had to be part of the entire creation process. So this kind, Bhrigumuni gives us three explanations, the three karanas. And then he says, actually speaking, sarva karana karanam, the Lord through his energy, Brahma, brahmanohi pratishtaham, amritasya vyayasya cha, shashvatasya cha dharmasya, sukasya ikantikasya cha. Through his energy, he is the cause of all causes. Even the clay we see, the nimitta we see, and the other factors we see is actually the energy of the Lord. In the Upanishads, there is this conversation, Taittiriya Upanishad, there is a conversation between father Uddalaka and his son Shvetaketu. So Shvetaketu has gone to take education and he comes back. But when he comes back, his face looks a little pale. Now, when you have learnt a lot, there should be energy, right? It should be emanating from you. Ah, I've learned so much. You're so happy about what you've learned. But he looked a little pale. So Uddalaka, he thought, let me ask him what he has learnt. So Uddalaka puts a very nice question. And this is how actually our Gurukula system was, not by giving tens of exams, but by testing the person on the field. So his field testing was, tell me that one cause by knowing which everything else can be known. You also heard, yasmin vigyatam eva sarvam eva vigyatam bhavati, by knowing which everything else can be known. Now Uddalaka, the Shvetaketu, the son, he said, how is it possible, father? How can be one thing, by knowing that I can know everything? Then father says, son, try to understand. You have seen, again he gives example of pot. So the pot is made from clay. If you know clay, you can create pots. Clay may disappear, the form is temporary, but the content exists even beyond the pot. And he gave the example of gold. The gold ring exists beyond the gold ring or the gold ornaments. So by knowing gold, you can know the ornaments. By knowing clay, you can know the pots. But son says, how is that possible? Clay is different, gold is different. By knowing clay, how will I know golden ornaments? By knowing gold, how will I know clay pots? Son was, this whole thing is conversation. So father, he says, son, there is a limit to analogies. Right? So you say that your face looks like the moon, then you can't say, no, where is the moon? Where does the moon have a neck? No, obviously, Chandramukhi means that some aspect of the face is like the moon. You can't extend it. Like Prabhupada also would sometimes somebody would ask question to Prabhupada. You give an analogy, car driver, then the person would try and extend the analogy. Prabhupada would say, limit. Limit your question to the point that is being driven through the analogy. So this is there even in Upanishad. Father says, please try to understand. There is a reason I give this analogy. Then the son, very nicely the conversation converges. But that's when, sarvakarana karanam. Yes, you are able to see how clay pot is created from clay and how gold ring is created from gold. But what is the cause behind the clay? What is the cause behind the gold? Actually, it's the Lord's energy, Brahman. Krishna says, Mayatadabhinam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. I pervade this entire creation with my energy. And that's how it is. And we see, in the way even modern science try to dissect, the whole idea of reducing everything to something that creates everything is driven by this quest that actually there must be some common binding factor. Bhrigumuni says this to, he says this in the Mahabharata. He says that actually the three karanas, the upadana karana, the nimitta karana and the anya karanas, actually all of them are the energy of the Lord. It is only that, he puts it so interestingly, he says that actually at the point of the energy of the Lord, all the three karanas converge. Just like the clay is different from the potter who creates the, but at the level of the energy, the Lord through his energy decides that some transformation has to happen. And the transformation, the energy is what decides the transformation, the energy is what gets transformed. And there is actually no need for external help. Swabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. Swabhaviki. So it's very nicely explained in the Taittiriya Upanishad, and we can then appreciate when Brahmaji says sarva karana karanam. Krishna, you in your variegated form and variegated activities and variegated relationship with devotees and variegated ways in which you can reciprocate with the loving relation of your devotees and the service of your devotees, you are actually the cause of all causes, even in your form in this world, your energies in this world. Actually, nothing is disconnected from you. It's a very beautiful pastime in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Adi Leela, one of the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, Lord Chaitanya tries to establish this point very beautifully. So it's explained that one day, Mother Shachi, she prepared all kinds of nice foodstuffs for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat. The first verse is, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, 14th chapter, verse number 23. 24 onwards. Ekadina shachi khai sandeshaniya, bata bhari diya baila, khaota bashiya. One day, while the Lord was enjoying his sports with little children, Mother Shachi brought a dish with fused rice. So, like something like very thick paisam, and also other sweets, and asked the children to sit down, child to sit down and eat. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit was given. She went to the kitchen to attend to other household duties. And then later she came back. Why did she come back? Because she was informed. Etaboli gela shachi gruhe karma karite, lukana lagila shishu, mrittika khaite. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time started eating mrittika. Nimai Pandit started eating mrittika, which is mud. Now, why did he do that? So she came back and asked, What is this? Dekhi shachi dhana aila kori hai hai. Mati kari lana khahe, mati keno khahe. I've given you sweet, why are you eating mati? Hai, hai, she chants. We know that There was another Brahmana also who chanted hi hi, who made offerings to Lord Gopal, and every time Lord Nimai Pandit would come and eat the offering, to the extent that finally Jagannath Mishra had to lock up Nimai Pandit in a room inside. I was telling the story to my daughter and she said, oh, she asked, in that room there was fan for Nimai Pandit? Was he comfortable? It's very touched that you're thinking so much into the pastime. So, hi, hi, what is this, Nimai Pandit? I've given such sweets for you to eat. But what was Nimai Pandit's reaction? He started crying because Sachi Mata was speaking in a raised voice. And for raised voice for a child actually means scolding. So he says, Kandiya balena shishu keno kore rosha, tumi mata khaite dila moraki badosha. You gave me dirt to eat, what is my dosha? Huh? But where did Sachi Mata give dirt to eat? She gave sweetmeats to eat. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that explanation. He says, Khaya sandeshana yateka matikara vikar. They are all matika vikar. All this, annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad annad sambhava. Yagyad bhavati. So, anyways, annad bhavanti bhutani. So, the anna which we get is actually because of rains which falls into the soil, and the soil is transformed into, when you say soil along with all gases, etc., is transformed into grains. So, he's saying that all these sweetmeats are but transformations of matika, mrtika. So, what is the difference between them? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes on to say, Mati deha, mati bhakshya, deha ka vichari, avichare deha dosha, ki balite pari. He says, oh, what are you saying, mother? Not only that, even the limbs of the body is all finally mrtika. This body is transformation, eatables are transformation. So please reflect, why are you blaming me, scolding me without considering all the entire situation? Sarva karana karanam. Of course, Prabhupada says that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking such beautiful, sweet words, attractive words. And in some sense, Prabhupada says that, yeah, in some sense it's truth. But, Mother Shachi is now doing khandan, as a very simple household lady. It doesn't require Upanishadic knowledge for her to refute the statement from a very practical viewpoint. So she says, and I'll read a very beautiful purport of Prabhupada after going through a few more verses. So she says, Antare visvita shachi valyatahare mati khaite jnana yoga keshi khala tore. Who taught you this jnana yoga that by eating mitti or eating food? Who has taught you this philosophical speculation? This Mayavad philosophy, Mother Shachi said. And she says, Matira vikara anna khaile deha pushti hoya. If you, yes, she acknowledges that you have made a point that it's matika vikar, which is the, mrtika vikar is the grains. But by eating that, your body is nourished. Everyone see, does that. If that were not the case, why everyone was not eating mrtika? Why is everyone trying to cook food? Because by doing that, the body is nourished. And she says, Mati khaila roga hoya, deha yaya kshaya. The body will start deteriorating. You'll become a rogi if you eat mrtika like this. Very simple common sense knowledge. Right? Somebody comes home as a guest. Now, you will put on a fan. I mean, if you have it. Otherwise, you do fan by hand. But you will not tell someone to put his legs in, his hands into the socket, right? Please charge yourself up. You won't. Because you know that the energy, the same electrical energy, can be reciprocated with differently. You put on the heater when it's cold, you put on the fan when it is hot. So same energy transformation. And Prabhupada was so practical in giving these analogies. The Upanishads don't give, the, may not give too many analogies like this of the Vidyut, etc. Vidyut was there, of course. But Prabhupada gave these analogies. How the same energy is transformed and we reciprocate with that energy. Because that's also creation of the Lord. Nothing is outside. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. So one mrtika cannot be eaten. The other mrtika can be eaten. One vikara can be eaten. She is saying that. And she gives very beautiful analogy. She says that if you have a water pot, the water pot we have been talking about for some part of the class today, that water pot can contain the water. It's made of earth. And it's considered very healthy for drinking. But she says, if you Matira vikara ghate pani bharani. You can bring water in that. But she says, mati pinde dhari abe shoshe shoshi ya pani. But if you take water and put mud in that, what will happen? You can't drink that water. You say it's muddy water. How can I drink muddy water? But the water inside a earthen pot, isn't that muddy water? No. It's water within mud. So the two are different. What a practical analogy. I was like mesmerized by Sachi Mata's simplicity of deliverance, of speech. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport, the simple philosophy propounded by Sachi Mata, even though she is a woman, can defeat the Mayavadi philosophers who speculate on oneness. The defect of Mayavadi philosophy is that it does not accept the variety that is useful for practical purposes. Sachi Mata gave the example that although an earthen pot and a lump of dirt are basically one, for practical purposes the water pot is useful, whereas the lump of dirt is useless. Sometimes scientists argue that matter and spirit are one with no difference between them. Prabhupada says, factually in a higher sense, there is no difference between matter and spirit. But one should have the practical knowledge that matter, being an inferior state of existence, is useless for our spiritual blissful life, whereas spirit, being a finer state, is full of bliss. In this connection, the Bhagavatam gives the example that dirt and fire are practically one and the same. So even dirt and fire are the same. From the earth goes trees, and from the wood come fire and smoke. Finally, we get fire because of the earth in some sense. Nevertheless, for heat, we can utilize the fire but not the earth. So fire you get by burning the fire wood. It's coming from earth, but you can't burn the wood, earth. You have to burn the firewood. Therefore, for the ultimate realization of goal of life, we are concerned with the fire of the spirit. So like this, Prabhupada gives some beautiful purport here, some of these purports, throwing light on the logic of Sachi Mata. So Prabhupada in the following purport, he says, this is the Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. This conversation establishes the Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that actually everything is an expansion of the energy of the Lord. Sarva Karana Karanam. And therefore there is no reason to be frustrated in reciprocating with the energy of the Lord. Yes, one may be careful, one has to be very, very diligent, follow Yam and Niyam. Today is International Yoga Day. The basic principle, first two steps of Ashtanga Yoga is Yam and Niyam. And Yam and Niyam is what make the asana meaningful. Therefore, that's a challenge to all people who keep. It's very good to have International Yoga Day. And one should additionally be very, very careful that Yama and Niyama are not compromised upon. Because otherwise, it just becomes gymnastic. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, well, actually speaking, everything is energy of the Lord, but by following a process of purifying oneself, by connecting oneself to the Lord, one can reciprocate with this energy in the form that one should be reciprocating. And therefore we have kings like Maharaj Yudhishthir, Mother Kunti, we have so many queens Lord Krishna had, Lord Ram's associates, Varahadev. I mean, think of every avatar of the Lord is reciprocating with devotees from different backgrounds in absolutely different ways. So variegatedness is so much. But the sutra maniganaiva, the connection is that all these devotees, they perceive the Lord who is behind this energy through a regulated process of sadhana, through a regulated process of hearing and remembering. The form, the intensity might be different in different yugas, but the principle remains the same. Because if you don't get connected to the source through some form of sadhana, it's a matter of time that you will take the creation to be frivolous. In fact, you will think that this creation is for my enjoyment. The Lord will be out of the equation altogether. So therefore, this conversation is so beautiful. And Mother Shachi, after she makes these points, Atma lukaite prabhu ba balila tanhare aage kena ihamata nashikha lemore. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, why did you not teach this early, very practical philosophy to me earlier? If I would have known all this, I would have not spoken like this. So this Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. He is acknowledging Mother Sachi's absolutely practical viewpoint. Ebe ye janila se janilan ara mati na khaibe shuddha lage yaba tabe tomara sthana piba. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nimai Pandit says, Then now that I understand this philosophy, I will no longer eat dirt. I will now want to drink your milk. Again, he reciprocates with such beautiful... See, his pastimes are so nourishing because the Lord brings out the finest elements of different rasas. Vatsalya Prem is so beautifully brought out here. At the same time, the philosophical point is being driven so dexterously, so subtly. So we keep hearing these pastimes. Every day we sit together and chant in here. It's a matter of time that these pastimes enter into our activities, our thinking. When we start even dealing with the world outside, we are constantly reminded of. Therefore, when Krishna says, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara Yuddhacha, Krishna is not making an impractical proposition. Arjuna has to fight on the battlefield. Manusmara Yuddhacha, remembering me, you fight. He doesn't say, fight and then later on, when possible, remember me. No, remembering me, you fight. So it's a continuous activity. And that continuous activity is possible, as Kunti Maharani says, and as this verse is so beautifully saying, here again chanting, Yadrichaya matkadharav jata shraddhastu yappuman na nirvindo nadi sakto. Then, if everything is manifestation of energy of the Lord, with this appreciation, not even if not proper understanding, even with this appreciation, how can one run away from the Lord's creation? In fact, Prabhupada said, if you don't engage the energy of the Lord properly, somebody else may abuse it. So it's in fact a responsibility upon devotees to actually engage the energy of the Lord in the service of the Lord. And bhakti yogasya siddhidaha. This way, siddhidaha. One can, the point here is being made about attaining ultimate perfection through this process. Because this process is as important as the destination. It's not that the process is only a means. The process itself is a source of complete absorption. For great Goswamis, for the six Goswamis and great kings alike. Maharaj Kulashekar, he composed the Mukund Mala Sotra, but he was also a king. So maintaining a balance between these two is actually the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita, is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. When all the Kaurava, the sons of Dhritarashtra, they die. Dhritarashtra is actually very, very frustrated. So he calls Sanjaya. He says, Sanjaya, what fault did my children do? They didn't do any fault. Now you see how blinded he was. That, I mean, they caused the entire battlefield. They disrobe, they attempted to disrobe Draupadi. They insulted Lord Krishna. All the grandchildren, except for Maharaj Parikshit, who was great grandchild, everyone was killed from Kunti Maharani's grandchildren. So, on what ground was Dhritarashtra asking such a question? But Sanjaya is very expert. He knows that Dhritarashtra telling him again that Dhritarashtra, do you know what all your sons have done? He didn't draw out a list. He answers through a paheli. Paheli means riddle. And we find in Bhagavatam also there are so many riddles. The story of King Puranjan is a complete riddle. Because you explain through the riddle the concept, because the person gets more absorbed in the story and the riddle just comes out like cream comes out from churning of from buttermilk. So, he puts a riddle. He says, what is that which as a person eats, that also eats. As a person sings, that also sings. As a person runs, that also runs. I mean, he gives many verses like this. Very simple language which Dhritarashtra could understand in his very aggrieved state of mind. As a person speaks, that also speaks. As a person receives, that receives. As a person gives, dadati pratigra, every time that also does the same thing. But when the person sleeps, that doesn't sleep. Now, that took some time. And then eventually he explained. Karma. Karma is the reactions. Then suddenly it dawned upon Dhritarashtra. Ha. Actually, my children, they did so many things which accumulated. Sanchita karma. And the result of all those Sanchita Karma is Phalanvita in the form of this entire Kurukshetra war. So how can you say that, what did they do? However, we understand that this karma, karmani nirdhati kintucha bhakti bhaja. The goal of performing devotional service to Krishna is not to counter some good karma with bad karma. In fact, Maharaj Kulashekar makes a very nice point in this regard. He makes a prayer to the Lord. He says that, O Lord, naham mande tavar charanayor dvandum advandum hetoho kumbi pakam gurum api harer narakam napanetum ramya rama mridutanu lata nandane napirantum bhave bhave hriday bhavane bhavayeham bhavantam. So he's bringing a very interesting perspective. Do we hear and chant? Do we perform devotional service so that our karma gets burnt? Yes. Karmani nirdhati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. However, the mood in hearing and chanting is what Maharaj Kulashekar says. I want to hear naham mande tava charanayor, not to get out of the material existence, or not to save myself from Kumbhi Pak hell, not to ramya rama mridutanu lata nandane, not to go to the Nandanavana forest in heavenly planets and enjoy. Bhave bhave hridaya bhavane bhavayeham bhavantam. That somehow my heart is actually absorbed in you, in gratitude, in appreciation of your glories. Because by doing that, as Kunti Maharani says, you become like oil on water. You don't mix with the water at all. You are floating like lotus leaf is on water. So this is the aspiration. The aspiration in Harikatha, the aspiration in devotional service is what Maharaj Kulashekar says. Not to get free from karma. Because actually speaking, for a devotee like even Brahmaji, the prayer of Brahmaji is that, O Lord, even what reactions come of their own accord are a miniature form of what should have come. So devotee, whatever comes his way, he is thinking the other way. He isn't thinking that I'll perform devotional service so that I can counteract my karmas. Devotee is thinking, oh, actually speaking, Krishna is so kind that because of this devotional service, what was to happen? I mean, I was supposed to have a car come and hit me, a cycle come and hit me. That's all. Or a small thorn, ka kharoch. I mean, I got just crashed my body. So, it's not justification, but it is gratitude. So, this is Maharaj Kulashekar's prayers that as one is, even one is hearing and chanting the holy names of Krishna, if one with gratitude receives, tattenu kampam susumikshamano, whatever comes of its own accord, actually it's your anukampa. So, even in the midst of reactions, one sees Krishna. This is actually your anukampa. In fact, Shivaji Maharaj was once asked, very difficult situations were coming in his life. So he was asked, oh, why are these punishments coming upon us? And he brought out an interesting perspective. He said, there are two ways of looking at it. One is as punishment and the other is as pariksha, as a test. So when a difficult situation comes, what can be our consciousness? Am I chanting and hearing and still the difficult situation is coming along? No, I have chanted and heard. Now is the test. How am I able to maintain my equilibrium and focus my attention on Krishna in this very difficult situation? That's what Rukmini Devi did. Very difficult situation. She prayed for Krishna, called Krishna, and at the last minute, I mean, Krishna creates such amazing suspense, as in the case of Rukmini Devi. Until the last minute, no trace of Krishna. But her mind was totally focused on Krishna. Not in negative retaliation, but in positive attraction. So we can take that inspiration also, that we hear and chant every day, so that when good things, when very pleasant surprises come, there remain surprises. Ah, I was not expecting this. This is a pleasant surprise. And when difficult situations come, we can see them as test. We can see them as Krishna's mercy, where he has watered down a very difficult situation. Where he is preparing us for what to do next. And with this consciousness, we all the pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam will unfold as completely realistic. None of them are meant to create a fantastic, difficult to attain state. If we have this understanding that absorption in Krishna is actually meant to draw us closer to Him. In gratitude when we see good situations, and in a spirit of strengthening ourselves when we are in adversities, so that we can go closer to Him. Why do we strengthen ourselves? So that we can go closer to Him. Just like when Shivaji Maharaj was hearing this pastime of Kalanemi from his from the mantri of Shahaji Maharaj. He used to tell the story of Kalanemi very fondly. Shivaji Maharaj was always confused. He was asking, why is it that Krishna ran away as Ranachur? How can the Lord run away? Right? So his mantri used to say, actually, Krishna, he gave an analogy. He said, suppose I want to jump from some cliff. Right? What do? If I have to jump ahead very far, I have to take 2 steps back. So Krishna only took those 2 steps back so that he can jump further away. That Shivaji Maharaj was very happy with this explanation. So even in difficult situations, even taking steps back, sometimes we find very difficult situations, all our plans seem to be getting foiled. Krishna, is this how you reciprocate with a sincere devotee? But maybe it's Krishna's indication that I have to take few steps back so that I can actually jump even further away. So just by always focusing our attention on this beautiful point here, Radrichaya Mat Kathadav, and I was so happy to see this Mat Kathadav is translated as narrations, songs, philosophy, dramatical performances, etc., that describes glories in variegated ways and seeking more and more ways of seeing Krishna and glorifying Him. As the conclusion being drawn here is, such a person, being neither very disgusted with nor attached to material life, should achieve perfection through the path of loving devotion to Me. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If there are any questions or comments, any guidance from senior devotees here? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.